Is there anything the other trivia players to know about your team?
Our lips hurt real bad. We need our chapstick.
Wonder Woman versus Oz. Tough question. Who would win?
Who would win? Wonder Woman, of course. I don't know if he needs to drink more tea.
For Trivia Focus, Rebecca,
John,
and Jim.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
The point values for questions in Hour 9 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2, 25 points. Question 3, 40 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, 25 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 9 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 10 points. Question 2, 25 points. Question 3, 40 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, 25 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 10 points. The top five team standings as of Hour 9, Question 8, are in fifth place with 1,670 points is Dad's Computers Trivia Royale. In fourth place with 1,675 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In second place with 1,760 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network and Tin Man. In first place with 1,830 points is Knights of Neek. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mount Scenario College Orphans et al. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, and bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90 FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mount Scenario College Orphans et al. And now, question 1 of Hour 11, Trivia 38. According to this agent, to the best of his knowledge, the FBI did not have a sense of humor. What is the name of this agent? Once again, according to this agent, to the best of his knowledge, the FBI did not have a sense of humor. What is the name of this agent?
No one knows the deal.
hour 11. Question one. According to this agent, to the best of his knowledge, the FBI did not have a sense of humor. What is the name of this agent? Good luck here from 90 FM. Down in the back. That concludes Hour 11, Question 1. According to this agent, to the best of his knowledge, the FBI did not have a sense of humor. What is the name of this agent? Answer, K. Again, Hour 11, Question 1. The answer, K. Moving right along into Question 2. Still in Hour 11, the fictional Oceanic Research Foundation used a submarine to explore and study life in the oceans. What was the name of this submarine? Still in Hour 11, Question 2. The fictional Oceanic Research Foundation used a submarine to explore and study life in the oceans. What is the name of this submarine?
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got lost. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you sinned. Hell knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got mine. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Like an angel.
Trivia 38. And Crazy Becky.
Still on Hour 11, Question 2. The fictional Oceanic Research Foundation used a submarine to explore and study life in the oceans. What was the name of this submarine? Oceanic Research Foundation used a submarine to explore and study life in the oceans. What was the name of this submarine? Answer, Citation. Again, answer question two of hour 11, Citation. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number three. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the New Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number three. From where you are now, go past the bicycles, the shorebird, and part of the sun. Continue past the hard hat and the bug eyes. Now turn left. Turn right when a fire hydrant is directly in front of you. Go past Actor Nimoy. Now turn right. Now turn left. Turn right when you have to turn. Stop in front of the shooting stars and pick up your first Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number three. From where you are now, go past the bicycles, the shorebird, and part of the sun. Continue past the hard hat and the bug eyes. Now turn left, turn right when a fire hydrant is directly in front of you. Go past Actor Nimoy. Now turn right. Now turn left. Turn right when you have to turn. Stop in front of the shooting stars and pick up your first trivia stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your trivia stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's players' part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Parking Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal, Experience the Difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com, and Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology, in 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Moving on to question 3, hour 11. What are the ingredients in the advertised recipe for a frosty pep? Again, question 3, hour 11. What are the ingredients in the advertised recipe for a frosty pep? Good luck here from 90FM, your only alternative.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... Doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Still on question 3 of hour 11, what are the ingredients in the advertised recipe for frosty pep?
Who do you think you are? Mr. Pizza.
in the back. Phones down in the back. That ends question three of hour 11. What are the ingredients in the advertised recipe for a Frosty Pep? Answer, ice cream or sherbet and Dr. Pepper. Again, answer to question three, hour 11, ice cream or sherbet and Dr. Pepper.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Question four of hour 11. What is the name of the rock album which features a Vargas girl on the cover? Again, question four, hour 11. What is the name of the rock album which featured a Vargas girl on the cover?
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. If you're watching me with those eyes, if you're loving with that body, I just know it. Yeah, he's holding her in his arms late at night. The charade that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching with those eyes, and she's loving with that body. I just know it.
Trivia 38 and Crazy Becky.
Still on question four of hour 11. What is the name of the rock album which featured a Vargas girl on the cover?
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that.
say I do love. P.S. I love you.
That concludes our 11 question 4. What is the name of the rock album which featured a Vargas girl on the cover? Answer, Candy O. Again, answer to question 4, our 11, Candy O. Moving on to question 5, still in our 11. When television's Pat Riley from Peeksville, Ohio, first sits down to play the piano, what is the name of the song that he first plays? Again, question 5, hour 11. When television's Pat Riley from Peeksville, Ohio, first sits down to play the piano, what is the name of the song that he first plays? Question 5 of hour 11. When television's Pat Riley from Peeksville, Ohio, first sits down to play the piano, what is the name of the song that he first plays?
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
the back. Phones down in the back. That ends question five of hour 11. When television's Pat Riley from Peeksville, Ohio, first sits down to play the piano, what is the name of the song that he first plays? Answer, Stardust. Again, answer to question five, hour 11, Stardust. Question 6, hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor not to offer prizes and to limit the shrill, super laxative, and commercial announcements. What is the first and last name of this hostess? Again, question 6, hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor to not offer prizes and to limit the shrill, super laxative, in commercial announcements, what is the first and last name of this hostess?
Okay, phones down in the back room. Phones down in the back room. Okay, Bob, you want to pull all those sheets forward? We're going to start this question over again. And just remember, there's no laxatives in baseball.
There's no crying either.
There's no crying.
What's the word? I don't know how to say it.
Oh, come on.
Okay, question 6, hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor to not offer prizes and to limit the shrill superlatives in commercial announcements. What is the first and last name of this hostess? Again, question 6, hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor not to offer prizes and to limit the shrill superlatives in commercial announcements. What is the first and last name of this hostess?
They really rock it in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million. Famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Becomes so excited. Watch her look at her run. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see. Somebody steal the show. Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. They'll be rocking on bands. little 16. Sweet little 16. She's got the grown-up blues. Tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her train and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay.
Still on question six of hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor to not offer prizes and to limit the shrill superlatives in commercial announcements. What is the first and last name of this hostess? That ends question six of hour 11. According to a Newsweek article, the hostess of a children's radio program convinced the sponsor to not offer prizes and to limit the shrill superlatives in commercial announcements. What is the first and last name of this hostess? Answer, Dorothy Gordon. Again, answer to question six, hour 11, Dorothy Gordon. Question seven, hour 11. This middleweight professional boxer is known by the nickname Ghost. What is the first and last name of this boxer? Again, question seven, hour 11. This middleweight professional boxer is known by the nickname Ghost. What is the first and last name of this professional boxer?
Thank you.
question 7 of our 11. This middleweight professional boxer is known by the nickname Ghost. What is the first and last name of this boxer? That ends question 7 of our 11. This middleweight professional boxer is known by the nickname Ghost. What is the first and last name of this boxer? Answer, Kelly Pavlik. Again, answer to question 7, our 11, Kelly Pavlik. Moving on to question 8 of our 11. In a crossword puzzle advertisement, the clue for two across is, what's a six-letter word for a long-lasting break? The answer is supplied because it is the name of the advertised product. What is the answer that is provided in that puzzle? Question 8, hour 11. In a crossword puzzle advertisement, the clue for two across is, what is a six-letter word for a long-lasting break? The answer is supplied because it is the name of the advertised product. What is the answer that is provided in that puzzle? question 8 of our 11. In a crossword puzzle advertisement, the clue for two across is what's a six-letter word for a long-lasting break? The answer is supplied because it is the name of the advertised product. What is the answer that is provided in that puzzle? Question 8, hour 11. In a crossword puzzle advertisement, the clue for two across is what's a six-letter word for a long-lasting break? The answer is supplied because it is the name of the advertised product. What is the answer that is provided in that puzzle? Answer, reason. Again, answer to question 8, hour 11, reason.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Andy Letson. How much money would it take for you to jump off a pier into dangerous waters? Lifeguards in Southern California rescued two men from a powerful rip current that dragged them hundreds of yards from shore. Officials say the men jumped off a pier in the Ventura area on a $100 bet. Police Sergeant Jack Richard said the two daredevils were cited for investigation of unsafe activity at a state beach. The men could also be forced to pay for their rescue. Richard said the men not only put their own lives at risk, they risked the lives of the lifeguards who saved them. Hopefully that experience gave them a fresh perspective on life and how it should be worth more, regardless of how attractive the lifeguards may be. In other news, apparently the sky does fall in central Illinois. Dee Riddle of Bloomington, Illinois' bedroom window was shattered by what experts believe to be a meteorite. The supposed space rock is being described as a gray hunk of metal about the size of a deck of cards. Geology professor Robert Skip Nelson says the last confirmed meteorite in the Bloomington, Illinois area occurred in the 1930s. So don't worry. Pieces of metal aren't falling from the sky into suburban homes on a daily basis. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, today it is going to be sunny, highs in the mid-70s, following into the night where it will be warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Currently it's 47 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 10, and question one for Hour 12 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hello, this is John with 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Yes, I certainly would.
What is your team name?
Our team is Never Trust a Baby with a Mustache.
How did you get that team name?
It's fairly obvious. You never should trust a baby with a mustache. Can you honestly say that anyone has ever suggested it to you to trust a baby?
Have you ever seen a baby with a mustache?
Have you? That's the better question. We're not affiliated with that baby because we're just not affiliated with, unlike mustaches, the babies.
So do you have a mustache?
Yes, I do.
Do you trust other people with mustaches?
Yes, because we're people, not babies.
What about a baby with a beard? Would you trust that?
That's borderline.
How many people are on your committee?
Everyone, give or take three or four.
How many people are awake right now?
10.
What's your favorite emotion?
Emotion is, I'll go with the meaty pants. Fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer was melancholy. Melancholy was what we were looking for here today.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You'll still win a consolation prize.
Yay.
Would you rather take a power drill in the Adam's apple or fill your pants with raw meat and kick a pit bull in the side?
But kick the pit bull in the side of what? I would be physically kicking a pit bull. I'll go with the meaty pants and side of the pit bull. Small fries.
You want any sauce with that?
Sweet and sour, two honey mustard, and a ranch.
For Trivia Focus, Rebecca,
John,
and Jim.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, proud to